It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
In light of the school shootings, the numbers of students who still bring firearms and other weapons on campus, much has been said and debated about whether or not to have armed guards on campus, and if so, how many. The discussions have also included whether or not teachers or administrators should also be secretly armed. Now, with this in mind, fights at schools seem to be increasing in numbers. It can be debated whether or not the increases are of a significant number or not. What should be recognized is the intensity of these campus brawls. Not only do they often involve several students, but attacks have also been turned toward teachers, administrators, and principals who try to intervene. The most recent incident occurred on the Desert Rose High School campus, where 5 students were engaged in a fight. School principal was pushed to the ground and suffered a leg injury. Police are trying to determine exactly what happened and who is responsible for attacking the principal. In January of this year, police were called to Western High School, where at least 6 juveniles were involved in a fight. 2 of those students were taken to local hospitals, one in a serious condition. 3 juveniles and 1 adult were arrested after the fight. In October, there was another brawl at Western, that one involving 12 students. There have always been, and more than likely always will be, fights that occur on school campuses, from the lowest grades all the way up to 12th grade. Now, there's no way to predict exactly where and when a fight will occur or the intensity that will be brought to the fight. But what is certain is that many of the fights have increased in intensity and in the numbers of students participating in them. What is known is that students have become much more brazen over the years to rebuff an adult who is attempting to stop the fight by directly attacking the adult. When one of the fights mentioned included police officers dispatching the use of pepper spray, some parents criticized the police, saying it wasn't necessary, saying that the police had gone too far. It's no wonder more and more parents are putting their kids in private schools and charter schools. The Nevada State Legislature and teachers' unions are resisting the wave of this exodus. And at the same time, the unions and politicos seem to be resist putting more full-time armed police on public school campuses, especially high school campuses. Now, this lack of needed attention will only lead to an increase in the problems. So, what are the solutions? Parents have got to demand something be done. Given that we are at the end of the school year, not much will be done on campuses right now. But parents have got to demand that while our state legislature is meeting in Carson City, they must allot funds for all schools to increase the number of armed guards on campus, not only to rebuff any armed attack on the students or staff, but also to act as a force that's prepared to intervene and stop any on-campus violence. Some schools, such as elementary schools, might only require 1 armed guard, while other schools might require 2. Complaints that this idea will be costly and might take away from money that could be better spent in other areas is a non-starter when you consider that any kind of tragedy might wind up costing the school district and the state much more than they would have laid out as a preventative measure. Pay some now or pay a lot more later. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.